So if a child is doesn't do any karma in this life, then what happens to the child in the future life?
Mm.
So whatever karma caused that child to be born like that, that karma is exhausted. So the child has incurred the karma. So in a karmic, in a karma time, the negative karma which caused that particular thing to happen, that's old. Now we move forward to future life, where the other karma that is there, now a lot of positive negative karma is gone, whatever remaining karma is there, positive and some negative, that will determine the starting point of that child. Now one important thing over here is that in such a situation, the child may not be able to consciously do anything, but the parents can provide spiritual growth for the child. The parents can give devotional stimuli. And those devotional stimuli can spiritualize the consciousness of the child. See, basically, instead of just seeing the child as being born in a vegetative state, we can see it in terms of freedom. We all, based on our past karma, get different scopes for our freedom. Some people may be born with great speaking ability, with great charisma, and they can influence hundreds of thousands of people. Some people, they can influence just a few people. So the scope of the free will, how much we can use our free will, how much we can influence our own future, others' future, that is determined by our karma to some extent. Now, while our actions in this life are shaped by our karma, they're also what happens to us is also shaped by our circumstances. The child cannot do any karma, but the parents have a special opportunity over there to actually choose to give the child spiritual stimuli. So, as was mentioned in the introduction, I derive a lot of inspiration from His Holiness Radhanath Swami, who is my spiritual master. So he faced a similar situation. One of his disciples was himself a doctor. They had a child who was born severe neurologically damaged. The doctor said that she will not be able to live for long. And for the time she was living also, she was in great pain. So this doctor, he came to meet his spiritual master. He told him that you have two choices. Either you can accept that life everything happened by chance and you just were unlucky, or there is a plan. I accept there is a plan, but I'm not able to figure out what is the plan. So Radhanath Maharaj told him that actually you should see this child as an income in your life to give you an opportunity to learn selfless love. When a parent love a child, that parental love itself is quite selfless. But still there is the expectation, my child will grow up, my child will go famous, and my child will spread my fame. But this child will never do that for you. And at the same time, if you care for her, you should see that it is by God's arrangement this child has come in your life. And every single thing that you do for this child, God is accepting that service through this child. And they had this consciousness. It just completely changed their perspective of looking at things. And then she had an elder sister. She saw that whenever this little girl, this baby, she would always be crying, but if she would hear birds chirping, she would calm down. So her elder sister went to a nearby garden and she would hear the birds chirping. She would imitate their sounds. Just to come and do the sounds for her sister. And just by doing that, practicing daily, she became a beautiful singer. And now she sings very wonderful kirtans, and she's one of very well-known kirtan singers. And they further noticed that they have thought that this child, many other saintly people would come and pray for that child. The child would be completely surrounded by spiritual sound. And as I said, that the spiritual vibration, that the child has very limited consciousness to choose anything. If the child is provided spiritual vibrations, then the whole consciousness can get spiritualized. Because the child doesn't have free will to choose what to be conscious of. If spirituality is provided, the child is spiritually conscious. And then what to speak of any future life, and the child becomes completely spiritually conscious, then that child can get liberated. The child can direct the child because of this filling of the consciousness of the child with spiritual vibration, spiritual orientation. Child can attain a spiritual destination. So sometimes bad things, some terrible things can happen in our life, but if we have a spiritual consciousness, we can actually minimize the agony that comes because of that, and we can find the opportunity for that person's spiritual growth as well as our spiritual growth, even in that adverse situation.